This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And since today is Friday, I am joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. Hi, Elisa. How are you?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Elisa, do you know that we have a listener, we're going to give a shout out later about this, but we have a listener who said your voice is like verbal opium.
Really?
Yes, and we're gonna let you know who that is later in the show.
So how cool is that?
I know.
That's really nice.
It's soothing. This mm-hmm. person. I'm not gonna give away if it's a guy or a girl. It's soothing, and it's like verbal opium. So there you go. So what's new, Elisa? Have you been to the gym lately?
I have. I've been a lot lately, and I have a few stories to share.
Anything gross? Because you know how I love gross stories about bodily fluids.
Well, okay, so one day I was on the platform doing some squats, mm-hmm. and I'm looking through the mirror, and I see a guy who's getting ready to bench press, and he had his finger, not one, but two fingers, stuck in his mouth, digging at his teeth.
Right, he had some food stuck in his teeth, probably,
and
right?
He's digging, and he's really going at it. And
so his fingers had to be, like, all wet with saliva and everything like that.
Yeah,
right?
And he's standing right by the machine. He didn't go wipe them off. He didn't go wash them. He takes his fingers out of his mouth and goes right to the plates and starts pulling the plates off the rack.
Right, so then the guy, whoever uses those plates later, because don't forget, at our gym, the plates have those little handle hole cutouts.
Right.
So, you know, everybody grabs them in the same
in
place.
In the same place, yes.
So somebody's going to come along and grab those plates, and they're going to encounter this guy's chewed food and saliva.
Yes.
And God knows what else, right?
It's not really funny, but it's so disgusting.
It is disgusting. The gym is a disgusting place. Between, you know, protein farts in the air and people blowing their nose in their hands and then touching things. I've seen that numerous times.
Oh, I've got a story about that one, too. So I was back in my little corner that I like to go to when I was doing plyometrics. And this woman had a paper towel. She's blowing her nose into it. She had her gloves on, and she's blowing her nose into this paper towel. She takes the towel, sets it on the bench, mm-hmm. and starts digging in her nose with her fingers.
Right.
Then she picks the towel up, wipes her fingers on the paper towel, puts it back on the bench, and then goes picks up some dumbbells.
Right.
And starts
working
out with the dumbbells.
Right, right. And, you know, and all of the gyms now have and I'm not a fan of antimicrobial squirts, you know, the alcohol stuff, but they all have something where you can kind of like spray your hand instead of the bench and wipe your hands off of something like that.
And in the inside the locker room, they have the hand sanitizer, which we've talked about has triclosan in it. So do you really want to use
that?
No,
and that's what I'm saying. I'm not promoting that. But what I am saying, and I'm also not promoting, I blow my nose at the gym, okay? And I blow my nose into paper towels. I stand right by the garbage can. I throw the paper towels into the garbage can. And then I take that spray bottle that everybody uses to spray the equipment and wipe their sweat off, and I spray my hands with it.
Uh-huh.
And that's my attempt to washing my hands after I blow my nose.
Out.
Because I'm sensitive to the idea that I don't want someone blowing their nose and then touching things. I saw a guy blow his nose into his hands one day.
And then what?
And then continue to work out.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah, and it's like, are you really? Like, would you do that at home? No. It's almost like when people get to the gym, they're like, oh, I'm here to work out. I'm going to be as gross and disgusting as I can. I want to shock people.
I have some of my girlfriends that will not lift in the gym. They'll lift at home.
Because of that.
Because of that.
Yeah. Your friend, Bess, she uh-huh. said, that's why I don't go to the gym anymore. I'd rather train at home because there's disgusting people at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, well, I don't want to get on that. That's another subject. Go ahead.
Okay, so I guess you guys were talking about daylight saving time yesterday.
Yes, on Subversity's Science Roundup, Adele Moussa pointed out numerous studies that indicate that when people undergo the leap forward and they lose that 1 hour of sleep, heart attack rates go up, car accidents go up, all sorts of bad decisions are made because people are lacking sleep. And then you have an article, too, that kind of speaks to this, right?
Right. It says here, this is from the USA Today, 60% of Americans say changing the clock has an effect on them, and 40% say it takes about a week to get back to normal. Are you back to normal?
Yes, I am. It's been almost a week. Well, I didn't take a week, and we talked about this yesterday. I use melatonin. So
yes.
Just by using melatonin, it corrected the pseudo jet lag that I would have had for a week had I not used it.
You know, speaking of melatonin, there was some stuff on Facebook this week that we were going back and forth with. Someone said that melatonin would disrupt the natural production if you take it.
No, and they were on. That was on Shirley MacLaine's wall. She was traveled to Texas. She's normally from California, so she was off Pacific time, just like we're talking about. And you suggested the right thing.
You said
take melatonin.
And
then someone came out and said, eat carbs before you go to sleep. That's what works for me.
And
I would never take melatonin. It'll interrupt the exogenous production of melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
And while that's true about some hormones, for instance, if you take testosterone for up to 2 weeks, your body will stop producing testosterone, and it could take several weeks for it to start again. Okay, but the more pulsatile, transient peptide type hormones like growth hormone and like melatonin, once they disappear in the bloodstream, the pituitary is capable, or in this case, the pineal gland is capable of producing melatonin immediately again on demand when it's appropriate. So when nighttime comes, your body will produce it again. It's not like by taking melatonin 1 or 2 days in a row, now you're screwed. You're never going to be able to sleep without it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who uses melatonin knows, oh, gee, you know, I slept last night. I just realized I forgot to take my melatonin before bed. You still go to sleep. You still sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that person was clearly very incorrect. And we've addressed that on numerous shows with Dr. Russell Ryder, who is the godfather of the pineal gland. He's published over 700 peer-reviewed studies and written 3 books on the pineal gland and melatonin. So, and he takes 20 milligrams a night and has been, and he's like 80 years old and he's still lecturing.
In this article, it says 76% of Americans want a better night's sleep.
Yeah. 76%.
I believe
it. It's sad.
And it also suggests instead of doing the time change on Sunday morning, do it on Saturday morning so you have a day over the weekend.
Adele had a better idea.
Okay.
And Adele coined a term yesterday. I hope he Facebooks me in a couple seconds. I hope he's listening live. Adele coined a term the other day. Instead of AM, PM, he said we should have something else after sunrise. Like, in other words, that the time should change every day along with the sunrise and sunset. Instead of this locked into we get up at a certain time, regardless if the sun is up, and we go to sleep at a certain time, regardless of if the sun is down. And it's a brilliant idea. And he said that you're better off transitioning a half hour a night a couple nights before. So you take a half hour off Friday night, you take a half hour off Saturday night, and by Sunday you're going to sleep on time.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. Brilliant. And that's why Adele's brilliant.
That's why you call him the brilliant.
Yes,
Adele
yes.
Moussa.
Yeah. But he coined the term, and I wish I could remember it, Adele. I hope you're listening live. But instead of AM and PM, he said, I want to say it said P something, but it was like hours after sunset or sunrise or something.
Could you speak to the carbs before bed thing really quick?
The only people that are helped by eating carbohydrates before bed are those who are having trouble managing blood sugar levels at night.
Okay.
It will allow them to sleep for like 5 or 6 hours straight without getting awakened if they eat the right kind of carbs.
Isn't that what tryptophan would do as
well? No. Okay. There's two effects of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates also affect serotonin levels, and serotonin levels feed melatonin levels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so does 5-HTP or L-tryptophan also has the same thing without the caloric and glucose load.
Okay.
But those people who don't necessarily respond to tryptophan, for instance, but respond to like eating a sweet potato before going to sleep at night, they have an underlying problem with managing blood sugar.
Oh, okay.
And they need to identify what that is first. Because if you need to eat carbs just to get through a night's sleep, and you're only sleeping 5 or 6 hours anyway, even eating the carbs, and you consider, well, that's better than waking up every hour and a half or every 2.5 hours, those people are having multiple hypoglycemic episodes at night. And you have to ask yourself, why are you not able to manage your blood sugar at night when your body is supposed to be able to accomplish a fasted state while you sleep?
Mm-hmm.
So something else is going on with those people. And I would predict that they are either borderline insulin resistant or they have adrenal issues and their cortisol is all screwed up. I don't believe in adrenal fatigue. I think there is adrenal dysfunction. Because most people who, quote unquote, have adrenal fatigue have really high adrenal level, cortisol levels at night, but low in the morning. Well, that shows that the adrenals aren't so fatigued that they can't produce cortisol. They're just producing them out of cycle. And those are the kind of people who respond well to pre-bed carbohydrates. And typically, I hate to say this, I'm not a chauvinist, but these are usually women, and they're usually women in the perimenopause age who start to notice, wow, if I eat a potato before bed, I seem to sleep better. Yeah, because you're having trouble with the progesterone, estrogen interplay and its effect on glucose and insulin sensitivity, and you're having multiple hypoglycemic episodes at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to address that and not load up on carbs before bed.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Okay.
What did we have something else that we wanted to talk about?
No, I think it's time for our break, isn't
it? Oh, okay, okay. Because I thought there was something about men and women being grumpy.
Okay. Women are grumpier than men.
Where did you read that?
It was all over the news. It was on the Mail Online.
It's as a result of not sleeping, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's appropriate for this whole thing.
It was on Good Morning America and the morning shows. I was on my treadmill, and they were talking about it, that women are grumpier than men in the morning, according to a North Carolina scientist. They did a study, and women need about 20 more minutes a night of sleep than men. And if they don't get it, they're really grumpy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the men don't get good sleep either when the women get grumpy. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do this. Let's take our first commercial break. When we come back, we got lots of good things to talk about. This is Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've got sunshine.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st century vitamin C.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Calling all men. The Men's Stock is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stock will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stock includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stock for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. This is actually an old story, but it's worth talking about. And the reason I want to talk about it is because we have a sponsor now that sells a grass-fed whey product. And I had to do some research this past week about that I'll talk about a little bit later. But I think the interesting thing that we want to talk about is what is considered the grass-fed status by the USDA and what happened to Defense Nutrition and Mercola's Whey and all that sort of stuff, who promote themselves as being grass-fed, hormone-free whey protein.
And I also want to thank Andrew Michael Barker. He posted some of this on our Facebook page.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. So go ahead. So first of all, I guess it was August of 2012, the USDA came out against a series of quote-unquote grass-fed whey products and made them change a lot of their statements because they just weren't true. They can no longer call themselves grass-fed whey. They have to now call themselves pastured whey, right?
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things. The other thing that they could no longer do was say that they were hormone treatment free from hormone treated free cows, but they can say certified to be non-GMO or GMO free cows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how they traded one for the other. So in other words, these cows are receiving some sort of hormones.
They must be if they made them take that claim off.
Right.
And just let me just, can I tell the private label
names? Sure.
Names.
Yeah. I mean, and again, one of them is a friend of the show. That's Ori Hoffmeckler. He's a good friend of the show.
Defense Nutrition.
Right.
And the private labels are Mercola's Miracle Whey, Mercola's Pure Powder Protein, Emerald Express, Action Whey. Those are the private labels that Defense Nutrition private labeled.
Right. And actually, there's more companies than that. We did some analysis on behalf of Whey Natural USA recently.
Uh-huh.
And we looked at, there's probably a good half dozen other companies out there who all position themselves exactly the same way as Defense Nutrition. Everything about them is the same. Even the verbiage on their website is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're just slightly more expensive than Defense Nutrition. But what I find most interesting about all of this grass-fed whey segment is growing. Because people know the value of grass-fed milk, and they want these whey proteins to be the same. And as a result of this segment growing, there is a light being shown on it, and we're starting to learn that, you know what, once again, you can be snookered if you're not careful, if you don't read the finer details. So a lot of them are now saying pastured whey. They can't say grass-fed, and that's based on the USDA's statement of what is considered grass-fed. Should I go ahead
sure.
and point that
uh-huh.
out real quick?
Uh-huh.
This is right from the USDA website. It says grass-fed or forage-fed. Grass and forage shall be the feed source consumed for the lifetime of the ruminant animal. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just the important things. With the exception of milk consumed prior to weaning. The diet shall be derived solely from forage consisting of grass, Forbs, browse, or cereal grain crops in the vegetative stage. This is like Ezekiel bread is sprouted grain. It's not grain. So as a result of it being in the vegetative state, it no longer has the reproductive qualities of the seed, which is where all of the defense is put in by nature to make you sick and keep you from eating the quote-unquote reproductive seeds of this particular crop. It's a protective mechanism. So we know that when you have sprouted grain, it's not the same thing as grain. It's in the vegetative state. It's already an offspring, if you will.
Okay.
So the cows are able to graze those things as long as they're in the vegetative state and they have not started to sprout grains. And then it goes on to list if the cows become ill as a result of the limited forage ability that the farmers can give them supplements in the way of vitamins, but they have to keep track of all those supplements, and they have to say they have to give their exact formula and how much they gave them and so on and so forth.
Do they have to list that on the label?
No. As long as they meet the guidelines of the USDA, they can call themselves grass-fed. So what I'm questioning is, why couldn't those brands call themselves grass-fed? This seems to be a very easy and pretty lenient, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they have to go away from grass-fed? Now, Way Natural USA is grass-fed, again, by Amish farmers, okay? And Greg and I had this conversation, the guy who owns Way Natural. You know, the Amish, they don't even like to have the government intervene in anything they do.
Right.
They don't use the kind of animal husbandry techniques that we see factory farms using.
Mm-hmm.
And they adhere to the grass-fed for the lifetime of the ruminant animal.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're held to an even higher standard, if you will. And that is the old Amish ways, which are far beyond what the USDA will allow with some leniency, as you can see here. But the thing that I find most interesting is I get emails from people from time to time saying that Way Natural USA is just so expensive. And so I started to look at it. All these other whey proteins that we're talking about here that recently got called on the carpet and can't call themselves grass-fed any longer.
Right.
They only have 15 grams of protein per scoop, where Way Natural has 25.
Mm-hmm. And plus it tastes good.
Right. Okay. And it tastes good. But another important factor is this. They all call themselves cold processed. This is trickery. When you read the entire website and you see where it says cold processed, you read and then they say low heat pasteurization. So they're still using heat to pasteurize it. They're just saying it's low heat. And I said to Greg DeLong, well, I guess if you burn your house down with 1,000 degree heat or you burn your house down with 400 degree heat, you still burnt your house down. I mean, this notion that low heat pasteurization is somehow better than heat pasteurization in general is nonsense. Way Natural USA is the, and I know I sound like I'm just pimping the brand, but I am. For those of you who are buying grass-fed whey, don't be snookered. Way Natural USA is the only grass-fed whey protein product in the world that does not undergo heat pasteurization. It's chilled to kill any quote-unquote pathogens that the USDA is worried about.
And what does the heat do?
It denatures the protein, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But it also kills the good things about the milk.
Okay.
Okay. It can kill the immunoglobulins, the things that are valuable about the reason that you want grass-fed raw. It's the closest thing to grass-fed raw that you're ever going to find on a shelf somewhere.
And what would you tell the consumer to if they have a jug of protein on their shelf right now?
Go do the math. Go by gram of protein. If those guys are selling you 15 grams of protein a scoop and Greg is selling you 25, break it down to 1 gram of protein. You'll find that Way Natural USA is not more expensive. It's actually cheaper than theirs. But they sell theirs an itty-bitty little, like, for instance, the Mercola stuff. If you want a whole month supply, you got to buy 6 canisters of it for like $170. That's a month supply. Greg doesn't sell it in those little canisters. He sells it in pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So they put it in these small, tiny containers to create the illusion of economic feasibility that it's cheaper for you. But it's not. When you break it out by grams of protein that you get, and you find that they're more expensive, and they can't call themselves grass-fed, and he can. And lastly, they are all heat pasteurized. Low heat, medium heat, lukewarm heat. It's all heat pasteurized. Way Natural USA is the only one that is not heat pasteurized. So if you're spending money on grass-fed whey, you're wasting your money unless you're buying Whey Natural USA. And that's why we invited them to be a sponsor. We've had other people come up to us with grass-fed whey. And it's like, well, you know what? There's really no advantage. This is the closest thing to raw grass-fed whey protein you're ever going to find, period, end of story.
And plus he uses stevia.
Yes, and that's another good thing. I mean, there's so many good things about it. But again, when I hear people say, well, it's too expensive, I'm going to go ahead and buy Mercola's, it's like, are you joking? You're paying more for Mercola's. You're getting 15 grams of protein per scoop, and you got to buy $175 worth to last you a month.
Mm-hmm.
But live and learn.
And speaking of stevia, can we talk about yesterday's show a little bit where Dr. Andro...
Adele Musa. We're trying to get away from the Dr. Andro thing. I know that he's known that way on the...
Musa, right. Debunked the...
Yeah. It's all in the detail, the finer details. You'd have to use so much stevia, which is you're not going to be able to consume, even if you drink several stevia-based drinks a day, to cause any problems. And the reality is that the research has shown conclusively that stevia does not cause fertility issues, the bulk of the research. And then you have this one study out there that says it does. And you have to go with the bulk. Reproducibility is the key to science.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing to be worried about. Stevia is good for you.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so there you go. USDA has very lenient standards on what can be called grass-fed.
So you just have to read between the lines then.
Yeah, but since we're talking about grains,
yes.
I know that you want to talk about the addictive quality of grains, but why don't we take a break first because I want to try to stay on clock today.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we want to talk about the addictive quality of grains.
And then I also have the article that a nutritionist says if you try to go gluten-free, it's unhealthy.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because this is obviously one of the American Dietetic Association things,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah,
yes. So.
And then I want to talk about something else that leads into that. Good segue I just thought of. A friend that we always talk about on the show is finally getting the message.
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio.
It's lonely, mate. I know what you like. I know just how to break y'all. Good evening, ladies. I tell you from the start.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now, AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Okay, Elisa, what do you want to talk about first? There's so many good things to talk about.
I want to talk about, I have an article in front of me from Scientific American. It's from March 11th, 2013, and it says, most people shouldn't eat gluten-free. According to this nutritionist, she said that if you cut gluten out of your diet, it's unhealthy because you're not getting all the vitamins that you need, vitamins and minerals that you need in your diet. She says you're going to strip your diet of zinc, B12, thiamine, niacin, folate, iron, calcium.
Eggs, red meat, milk.
Phosphorus.
Go ahead. So you just need to include more eggs, more red meat, more milk. Go ahead.
She said if you embrace such a diet, you'll end up eating a lot of foods that are stripped of nutrients.
Unlike the wonderful grain that she's promoting.
You can eat a healthy diet without gluten, but you have to be very knowledgeable to do so.
And most people aren't. What she's implying is you're too dumb to figure out what to eat. So just eat gluten-containing foods so you don't have to be smart like me because I'm a dietitian. That's what she's saying to people. Mm-hmm. How insulting. Most people out there have better knowledge about nutrition than she does because she's been co-opted.
Whole grains contain gluten and are a good source of fiber, vitamins, and minerals,
and disease. And disease. That's what she said. A good source of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and disease.
Gluten is a protein found in many grains, including wheat, rye, and barley. It's found in most breads, cereals, pastas, and many processed foods.
All the things that are causing diabetes. Is this woman a kook? What's her name?
Her name is, let me go back to... Tallmadge is her last name.
Tallmadge.
That's her last name.
Talmadge? T-A-L-L. Yeah, Talmadge. Talmadge. But no mm-hmm. first name?
I'm looking for
Because I want to give her the Idiot Award. And it
Catherine, Catherine.
Catherine Talmadge. You get the Idiot Award today.
She's a dietitian and the author of Diet Simple.
Yeah. Listen to her. Listen to her. And this takes me to a discussion I want to, go ahead.
It says, what's more, people who unnecessarily shun gluten, she says that people who have celiac disease have a reason to shun gluten.
Right.
But people who do it unnecessarily may do so at the expense of their health.
No, they don't. Because shunning gluten, which is one of nature's pesticides, in case she's not familiar with what some of these lectins are for, these anti-nutrients, can only benefit anybody as long as they're replacing and eating the kind of things that give them all the quote-unquote good things that are found in grain,
mm-hmm.
which just increase your eggs. And I'm sure she'll say, well, no, eggs are bad. They have cholesterol. I'm sure that's what she'll say. No, red meat causes colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Nonsense. It's all nonsense. So you just have to increase your raw dairy, grass-fed beef, and free and chickens. What do you want to call them? Pastured chicken egg consumption, and you cover all the bases that you're losing from eating grain.
And you don't have to consume processed foods.
Now, we have a friend that we've talked about, and he's always nameless because we care about him, and we're not trying to use him or embarrass him, but we have to use him as an example.
He's been recently diagnosed with diabetes.
Right. And keep in mind that a year and a half, 2 years
and
ago.
And he's young. He's in his 40s.
Yes. And as someone said, but he's so thin, I can't believe he's got diabetes. But anyway, right? He's so thin, I can't believe he has diabetes. And I used to be a nurse. Anyway, but see, here's the thing I want to mention. 2 years ago, his fasting blood sugar was like 97.
Right.
More recently, it was like 125,
mm-hmm.
right? He has been following the advice of somebody who shall remain nameless, who is a physical therapist, but apparently loves and cares about him, and I believe that, but is misguided about her nutritional ideals. And she probably would follow this woman's advice that we just talked about, Kathy Talmadge, who got the Idiot Award a moment ago, because she's telling him things that makes him say, well, I've got to eat carbs. Where would I have to eat carbs?
I was having a conversation with him the other day, and we were talking about his diet, and his response to me was, I have to eat carbs. I need those for my nutrients. Well, he didn't use those exact right. words, but that's what he meant.
Right. I have to eat carbs. So but recently,
I had a conversation with him yesterday, and he monitors his blood sugar every morning now. He has to. And his blood sugar that morning was down from 126 to 98. And I said, what did you do differently? He said, I cut back on my carbs. I had a really low carb day, and look what it did for me.
And we've been telling him this for like 2 years now.
I know.
But he keeps following the advice of other people who are in the mainstream. Okay, mm-hmm. like people who are telling him that beans are a protein.
I have been trying to get him to stop eating beans because they have so many carbs in them, and he doesn't need those excess carbs.
Right.
So anyway,
so his blood sugar is down, and all of a sudden he's like, "This low carb stuff is amazing."
And so anyway, are we gonna? I want to continue talking about the wheat.
No. So now we're going to go on. Well, let's go on to wheat that Kathy Talmadge says that you need in your diet.
Okay. So let's talk about the gliadin protein.
Gliadin, sure.
Gliadin number 9.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I am shocked that they put wheat in salad dressings, licorice, granola, candy bars, instant soups, and canned soups.
Now, you have to ask yourself
there's
why.
There's wheat in those things.
Right. Why?
Why? Because they need to sell it.
Well, maybe because the gliadin 9 has an opioid effect on the brain and causes some addictive qualities.
They've done research. Scientists from big food companies have done research, and they see that there's mindless eating when people are eating these opiate-like grains.
Right. And so think about that. If you're a food manufacturer, what's your goal? To make a food that gets consumed a lot.
Do you know what this sounds like? The
cigarettes.
Tobacco industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they took tobacco and added things to it that made it more addictive so that people would smoke more and they'd sell more tobacco products. They're doing the same thing in the food industry. They're saying, you know, we're only selling X amount of units. If we add this, people will crave it. They'll buy more. They'll eat more. They'll eat themselves into a fat frenzy. So let's add it. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's anything less?
No.
Why you need wheat in chicken soup? It's called chicken soup. Okay, you put some egg noodles in it maybe. I don't make it with egg noodles. But then you don't have to add powdered wheat to the broth to make it thicker.
So the wheat of today is different than the wheat from the 70s because that's when they introduced this protein into our wheat system.
The protein was introduced in an effort to make a dwarf version of wheat. It would grow faster, but it would grow to a shorter length.
And you wouldn't have to use as much fertilizer.
Right.
It
would mature faster, and it was more robust. It was more resistant to more difficult climates and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And the end result is that the gliadin 9 interacts with the opioid receptor in the brain and makes you eat more and more and more. So if you eat some, it's like the old Lay's potato chip commercial.
You can't eat just one.
Yeah, you got to eat a lot of it because you just crave it. You go crazy. People should, you know what baffles me about this? If you told this to the average person on the street, they would not become outraged about this.
No.
They should, but they wouldn't. I'll bet money they wouldn't. I bet you they would go, oh, wow, well, that's interesting. And they'd walk into the grocery store and buy their bread, their pasta, and all the stuff that Kathy Talmadge is telling them that you shouldn't cut out of your diet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just baffling. I mean, I'm outraged by it, and I don't even eat that stuff. Well, I shouldn't say that. I do eat Ezekiel grain-based products, but these are sprouted grain-based products, kind of like what the USDA says is
and
vegetative
stuff. And you eat them very limited. You don't eat them very often.
No, I had a wrap the other day. A turkey, turkey and Parmesan cheese wrap, and I use one of those Ezekiel wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's it. I don't eat regular bread and regular pasta or any of that sort of stuff.
I haven't had pasta in so long.
But if we go to Italy, you said to me, if we go to Italy, are you going to eat pasta? I says, of course.
But is it different there than it is here?
Nah.
No.
No, but who cares?
I was hoping that it would be.
I'm going to be in Italy. I got to eat pasta. You kidding me? I'm Italian. I'm going back to the motherland. I got to eat it. You got to eat pasta. So anyway, yeah, very, very interesting stuff. So I just find it interesting that these experts who are driven through the American Dietetic Association rumor mill go out there and promote this kind of stuff, and poor people like our good friend follow it, get sicker and sicker. And that's what I wanted to say. When he recently was confronted with 125 blood sugar level, and he said to you, I don't understand it. I eat healthy.
He's not eating healthy, or he wouldn't have the 126.
Well, he's eating healthy according to Kathy Talmadge.
That's true.
Okay? According to Kathy Talmadge would say, well, you're doing a good job. You're just genetically, you're just going to get it. Your dad probably had it, or you're just going to get it. That's not your fault. You just keep eating healthy. And I would say to that person, okay, so 2 years ago, fasting blood sugar 98, today 125. What have you done in the past two years? Whatever it is, throw it out. Throw it all out. And do different things. Don't just keep doing the same thing and going, I don't understand why I'm getting sicker and sicker.
And then you have the group of people who don't even go to the doctor and get their blood sugar tested, so they don't know.
Well, and you pointed that out last Casual Friday. They are the ones that are most at risk of dying suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
Because they go, well, I'm thin. I couldn't have diabetes. But meanwhile, their heart is rotting away. Their kidneys are rotting away. Their blood sugar is going through the roof. They're developing dementia-like symptoms. But they go, and Adele made a point on yesterday's show. It was great. The term fitness no longer means conditioning.
Uh-huh.
It means to fit a certain form factor. Your body fits a certain form factor. You fit into certain clothes. That's what fitness means now. It doesn't mean you could run a mile at a certain pace. You could do 20 push-ups. You could lift a certain amount of weight. You could do all these things back-to-back, and you're fit. It doesn't mean that. It means you fit like a square peg into a square hole. You fit into things now. So the word fitness has even been co-opted. When people go, like your friend there, gee, I don't understand how he could have diabetes. He's so thin. They don't get it that if you don't have enough muscle on your body, you're going to become diabetic. And until doctors start telling people your lean body mass needs to increase, you need to start lifting weights and eating more protein, this is just going to be a roller coaster ride downhill. That's all it's going to be. But, you know, go get a doctor to even pay attention to muscle. What's that about?
Meanwhile, Twinkies was saved by a company called Apollo. And I want to give Carly Gomez a shout-out for posting this. Thanks, Carly. We have the best listeners.
Yeah, I know.
We really do. Anyway, so they were bought out by Apollo Global Management Group. They saved the bankrupt Hostess Brands for a cool $410 million.
That's so great. So those people out there who were afraid they weren't going to have Twinkies anymore have been saved.
Yes.
Could you imagine?
Twinkies, really?
I mean, like, of all things to throw money at.
I can. I might have had one when I was a child, but I don't.
I have never liked Twinkies. They're spongy, disgusting. They leave a slimy feeling in your mouth. I never understood why people were so crazy about Twinkies. I really didn't. So, well, but thank you to Apollo or Apollo Foods for saving Twinkies for us.
Yes.
You know, too bad. You were just too late. You could have prolonged the Vietnam War, too, had you thought about that. Well, I mean, what good? They're not doing anything good by keeping Twinkies on the market.
But that was not a good analogy.
Yeah, okay. Well, I am stupid sometimes.
No, you're not.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Die Sonne scheint, der Tag ist wie neu. Kein Augenblick, den ich bereue. Das Gewitter ist weg und war wichtig für jeden. Die Luft ist noch feucht, es riecht noch nach Regen.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG-Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG-Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
So I have a little bit of good news here.
After the Twinkie story, we need some good news.
Water tops soda as America's drink of choice.
Yes.
Yeah, finally. People are getting it, I guess. For decades, soda was the top drink of choice, America downing a whopping 54 gallons per year as recent as 1998. And water came in at a distant second with 42 gallons a year. But the current statistics show that Americans now drink an average of 44 gallons of soda a year. That's a 17% drop since 98.
So it's swapped, actually.
And the average amount of water consumed has increased 38% to 58 gallons a year.
Yeah, that's good. That's so, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Bloomberg trying to shut down the sale of a 20-ounce soda in New York, which he got derailed on, obviously?
Yeah, they overturned it. Evidently, the judge overturned the New York City ban right now. I guess he's going to
appeal
in
other words, it. So in other words, you mean to tell me that you can't legislate people healthy? You can't do it? You can't make laws and people automatically become healthy?
No, it
doesn't. He doesn't know what he's doing, Bloomberg. I mean, I understand his motives are probably good motives. But he missed the boat. Did you know that in that law, while they restricted like fast food restaurants and convenience stores from selling those big sodas. They didn't restrict like other entities from selling more than 20. Like you could still walk into a grocery store and buy a 20-ounce soda in a bottle.
They said that the regulations wouldn't have applied equally across eating establishments. For example, sugary milk products would have been exempt, as would 7-Eleven and other convenience stores and supermarkets would have been exempt.
Well, and there's a study that was just published by the American Heart Association. I forwarded it on to Ginny because I want to have the author on the show. They asked the American Heart Association just convened their annual meeting. All sorts of great breakthroughs that we're discussing about heart disease and so on. And one of the things they pointed out was over 180,000 deaths a year as a result of soda and fruit juices, sugary drinks in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm not drinking soda. I'm not giving my child a Pepsi. I'm giving him one of those Sun Cooler pineapple apple juice drinks. That's just as bad. It's still loaded with sugar. So, you know, it's not just soda that's the problem. It's sugary drinks in general. And now when you broaden the scope of this discussion there, it's like, holy mackerel, we're talking about 90% of the drinks that manufacturers make for people to drink, other than water. Everything's got a ton of sugar in it. So
keep drinking water.
That's it.
So on that subject, did you know Mississippi, they have an anti-Bloomberg bill that they've sent to their house?
Right.
It's a bill now on the governor's desk, which would bar counties and towns from enacting rules that would require calorie counts to be posted that cap portion sizes and keep toys out of kids' meals.
Well, look.
It's called the anti-Bloomberg bill.
Right.
And this is in Mississippi, where one in three adults is obese.
Yeah, it's one of the most obese states. Yeah. And they really should be taking this serious, the whole obesity thing, more seriously. But, again, I don't think you can legislate health.
No.
And as far as I've always hated the toys in the kids' meals.
Why?
Because the kids don't want the food, they want the toy. I used to drive through McDonald's and just buy the toy for Taylor when she was little.
Uh-huh.
And they used to do it back then. You could drive through, because Taylor would want the toy, she saw it on TV. But I didn't want her to have the hamburger and the french fries and the Coke. So I would just drive through and I would buy the toy. It's just a ploy to get kids to scream and cry until their parents break down and go in and buy crap food to get a toy. I mean, I've always disagreed with that plot. So, anyway.
Okay, so did you hear the news about the popular Zithromax?
Yeah, everybody wants a Z-Pack, right? Oh, doc, I'm sick. Just give me a Z-Pack.
They just go to the doctor and ask for a Z-Pack.
Because you only have to take it for, what, 6 days? Five days or 6 days? So it's a lot better than the full 3-week regimen of every other antibiotic. Oh, yeah, just give me a Z-Pack, doc.
The FDA says Zithromax can cause fatal, irregular heart rhythms.
Interesting.
And that's made by Pfizer, by the way.
Yeah.
So
yet another reason not to take antibiotics, or at least Zithromax. And I got to believe if something as strong as Zithromax can do that, a lot of the other really strong antibiotics have similar negative side effects. For instance, there's one that they prescribe to women for bladder infections. I can't think of the name of it, but it's also tied to weakening the soft tissue connections in joints like ligaments and tendons. It causes actual tendonitis and stuff like that. And so you have these women who get a bladder infection. The doctor just rudimentarily writes them a script for a antibiotic. And if they're women who work out, they could shear a ligament or a tendon while they're working out. Doctors don't tell them that. They don't say, hey, do you work out? Because maybe this isn't a good choice for you. We should do something else. I remember reading that a couple years ago.
The FDA said doctors should use caution when giving the antibiotic to patients known to have this condition or who have certain risk factors. The at-risk group includes people with low levels of potassium or magnesium. Now, how many people know that they have low potassium or magnesium?
Probably a large portion of the population, because one of the things that affects potassium and magnesium levels is insulin. So you have these diabetics out there who don't have the right levels of potassium and magnesium.
A slower than normal heart rate, or people who take certain drugs used to treat abnormal heart rhythms. The drug could also cause problems in people with a specific rare heart rhythm abnormality.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Well, another reason why you shouldn't take antibiotics. I mean, that doctor wanted to give me antibiotics because of what I did to my feet.
And you told her to...
I said, I don't want them. And she bristled. She was like, why don't you want them? I said, because I'd rather wait to find out if I have an infection than to take it without knowing. I said, can you just culture? She goes, well, yeah, but it's going to take a few days to find out. And I was going to be at the Arnold. I says, well, can you just call me and tell me if I have an infection? And then you can call a script in at that time. And she goes, okay. And she goes, why don't you want to take antibiotics? I said, I just don't like to take antibiotics for no reason at all. So she would have just wrote me a script for antibiotics without, and of course she called me, her office called and said, the culture came back negative, you have no infection in your toes.
So you would have been taking it for no reason.
For no reason, right. And it probably would have disrupted my digestive tract, which I finally got back in proper order. In fact, you commented yesterday, you said,
you haven't taken any digestive enzymes for a long time.
And I said, I know, my stomach feels good again.
Just one more thing here. According to the Beverage Business Insights, Muscle Monster is going to be introduced and will contain 25 grams of protein formulated alongside Monster's existing energy drinks.
So it's going to still have all the caffeine and all the stimulants, but it's going to have 25 grams of protein. So you know what's going to happen.
What?
People are going to drink it before they go to the gym.
And then what?
Their blood pressure is going to go through the roof. If they're older guys, they're going to find out if they have an aneurysm real quick.
Do you know how much caffeine is in one of those drinks?
No, but I got to believe it's a couple hundred milligrams at least.
Yeah.
And it's caffeine anhydrous. It hits the body pretty hard and pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put other things in there, other methylxanthines in there that increase the stimulatory effects and decrease the clearing of caffeine from the blood. So you have a much higher stimulatory effect and it lasts longer. So you're going to see a lot of people in the gym getting sick, whether they freak out because their heart's racing, tachycardia, or they pass out because their blood pressure gets too high or whatever. I mean, if people start drinking those things before they work out, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. If you want to be stronger, be stronger. Don't try to get your strength out of a can.
I would never be able to drink that. I can't even drink green tea.
I was just thinking, what is it that... We have a new sponsor, and it's called Pain Pod. You'll hear about it pretty soon. And so they sent us a unit to experiment with. And so it's one of these electronic muscle stimulators. And I can turn it all the way up to like 6. I can put it on a muscle group and turn it all the way up to 6, and I can feel my muscles dancing. And I had it on 1, and Elisa's like jumping around. I'm going, you feel that? Oh, yeah. And I turned it up to 1.5. She goes, no, turn it down. I was like... No, you can turn it all the way up. No, turn it down. She's going, you're like so sensitive about
things
everything.
Things affect me. Like I drink this green tea and I have a buzz. Caffeine buzz.
That must be great to be that easy to influence.
Oh, I can't drink like diet soda. If I ever drank one of those, it would send me through the roof. There's
really?
The caffeine in it. Uh-huh.
All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, do you have anything in particular?
One more story. I want to talk about resveratrol in red wine. And then we have a lot of listener questions and shout outs.
Comments, yeah, good things like that. All right, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
We already do this. Yeah, boy.
Auburn Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before?
Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula and nutrition's basic training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. And nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Are you ready? 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 Ready?
Welcome back.
I like this song.
You like the Brass Monkey song.
Uh-huh. Are you ready?
This is a mashup of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Welcome back to Casual Friday. What do we want to talk about first before we do shout outs?
Okay. I want to talk about resveratrol.
Okay.
Because I was listening to NPR last Friday on Science Friday. They were talking about how now the guy, David Sinclair, he's a doctor at Harvard Medical School. He was one of the original discoverers that resveratrol helped with anti-aging.
Right.
And so now he's come up with a new study that found that resveratrol did indeed influence sirtuin directly, though in a more complicated way than previously thought.
Right.
So they're coming back to say that, you know, resveratrol does affect sirtuins, as the original study had said, but in a different mode.
Yeah. But the reality is that something that affects sirtuins, which stands for silent information, either relay or regulators, to a greater degree than resveratrol, and with clear evidence that it really, really does it, and then all these convoluted studies, well, yeah, it does, but we didn't know how, and now we know how, but, you know, we don't know what the delivery is. Intermittent fasting.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Intermittent fasting works better at increasing SART1, and more importantly, one that Adele talked about that is actually more important than SART1, which is SART3. Intermittent fasting is better at increasing these anti-aging messengers than even the more difficult ultra-low-calorie diet that some people go on because they want to live longer. It's more effective to just intermittently fast. Fast once a week, twice a week. Stop eating at 8 o'clock at night and don't eat again until 11 or 12 o'clock the next afternoon. Just do that twice a week and you'll upregulate SIR, all the silent inflammation regulators, buku without resveratrol supplements or wine or anything like that.
Here it says the exact knowledge of resveratrol's mode of action, if confirmed, is welcome news for Seretris, the company Dr. Sinclair helped found to explore whether resveratrol mimicking drugs could avert the disease of aging. Resveratrol itself is not ideal as a drug for technical and patent reasons.
Yeah, for patent reasons, let's be honest.
Okay, so then
a friend of
I googled David Sinclair,
right.
Dr. David Sinclair, and his company, Sertris, S-I-T-S-I-R-T-R-I-S.
Sertris,
which they developed to develop the drugs, was bought out by GlaxoSmithKline
right.
in 2008 for $720 million.
Right. So
now he works for GlaxoSmithKline.
So what's going to happen is GlaxoSmithKline is going to make a synthetic version of resveratrol so that they can patent, and doctors are going to prescribe it, and it's going to be very, very expensive. But if anything we've learned in science thus far, is it won't work as good as the natural.
But that's why they have all this big campaign going on now. He was on NPR, and they have this huge campaign going on now that it really does work, but
right.
by a different mode. And you have to have the synthetic version,
yeah.
not the natural version. And it's just because they can't patent the natural version.
And you know what? And it, and just like Lovesa does not work as good as regular good old inexpensive fish oil. It doesn't. Good old inexpensive fish oil works better than the ethylated form that is sold in prescription, Lovesa. It's just stealing the way you can steal. That's what the pharmaceutical companies do. They steal the way they can steal.
That Dr. David Sinclair sold out for $720 million.
Can you blame him? If I discovered something and Glaxo came to me and said, we'll buy this out from you for $700 million, I'd sell it in a heartbeat. But then I'd also explain to people that you're better off just taking the natural resveratrol. I take my money and I run. No. And you know what's even better? You just need to do some intermittent fast.
Then they get greedy. Then you get greedy.
No, why? If you discovered something.
No, I'm talking about David Sinclair, not you.
No, but I would do the same thing he's doing right now for $700 million. If you were faced with $700 million for something that you discovered and they said, we want you to go on the talk shows and promote it, I'd do it. Come on,
okay.
$700 million?
Okay.
All right, so anyway. Look, I'm not perfect, but I'm honest.
Yes, you are.
Okay. We have a couple shout-outs. You want to do those now?
Uh-huh. Well, first I wanted to address, we got a listener email from Paul.
Adelecki. I think it's Adelecki or Adelec. I think
Adelki. Adelki, that's what I was saying.
I'm sorry, Paul. You know who you are.
But he was asking about Protandim.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before on the show, but go ahead.
Okay. Protandim is a good product, but it's not as good as they say it is. If it was as good as they say it is, they would have been successful before they became an MLM. When Protandim first came out, it was not a multi-level marketing. They got real good coverage on Dateline or one of those shows.
It was ABC Primetime.
Primetime. That should have catapulted the product right there. But for some reason, it didn't. I actually was talking to them back then. The guy's name was Ben, the director of marketing. I can't think of his last name. Maybe it'll come to me in a second. During the time that I was talking to them, they decided to go MLM. And here's what I know about MLMs. I know a lot about MLMs. I lived in Las Vegas. All of the big MLMs come from Utah or Nevada, period. End of story. And here's what I know about MLMs. MLMs are not about whether the product works. It's about a business opportunity, selling somebody the dream of making money without working. The problem with products that are driven through MLMs is this. They take a product that should be sold for a dollar, and they sell it for $20 because there's 19 people, hungry mouths, in the downline that have to be fed by your desire to use that product. There are lots, if you look at the label of Protandim, you can blend that yourself, Paul, and a lot cheaper. So, do the ingredients in Protandim provide antioxidant value? Yes. But I'll tell you something that works just as good as Protandim. You stack the Altrient liposomal vitamin C with the soon to be available on this show, Altrient glutathione, liposomal glutathione, and there's nothing that's going to reduce oxidative stress on your body much better than those two things stacked together. And I know in the article they talk about the ORAC score. There's lots of things that work as good as Protandim. You don't have to be part of a marching tribe of brainless people who are looking at this as a business opportunity to want to use the product. I distrust any MLM because I understand the metrics of MLMs. They take a good product. They make it sound like it's the end of the world, great product. They take it, it should be sold for a dollar. They sell it for 20. So you're getting ripped off. You're basically getting ripped off because you're part of the dream of making millions of dollars. And they always come to you, if the product worked on its own and could stand on its own merit, then when they come to you and you go to a Protandim party, why do they tell you about the Diamond Direct that's making $40,000 a month? And the girl who's making $60,000 a month, why wouldn't they just talk about the product? Why do they focus on the biz op? I mean, it's BS. Protandim has a value. Is it worth joining the league of the MLM? Absolutely not. Could you blend it yourself? Absolutely. Are there other products that work just as good? Absolutely. Do you have to spend the kind of money that they want you to spend to get it? No. So just by virtue of it being an MLM, I discount it 99.9%. It's a good product, but it's not as good as they're saying it is. Otherwise, they wouldn't need an army of zealots to carry it to their friends and family. They would have been successful out of the gate before they became an MLM. That's my opinion.
Okay. Okay, so here is a comment from Amit Ram.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Amit, I believe, is in Israel.
Okay.
Yeah.
He put, and this is, he just posted this, Kinetic Cream is awesome, and I suspect it does more than hide pain.
Yeah.
He said, my shoulders got really better after a few applications. He said, certifiable miracle. I realize it's not scientific, placebo, yada, 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 but for me, it worked like nothing else ever has.
Right, right. And it reduces inflammation. This stuff is amazing. If you haven't tried Kinetic Cream, and we're going to have Rob Terry on the show next week.
Oh, are we good?
I believe so.
We met him at the Arnold.
Big guy.
He is a big guy.
And he's a spokesperson for Kinetic Cream.
Okay, and next one is from Mark Stinnett. He's okay. From London, England.
Okay.
And he wrote, death by chair no more. He posted this on Facebook with a picture of the panels that he put together for a stand-up desk. He said, you should have seen the look on my colleagues' faces as I emptied out panel after panel from my car and proceeded to build this stand-up desk early on Monday morning. You have to take responsibility for your own health. No excuses.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So he built a stand-up workstation at work, and now all his employees are probably asking him why, and he's telling them that you'll live longer if you stand more often. And how much do you want to bet there's going to be somebody else in that office that's going to do the same thing? And this is how it travels. And you know what? I have to ask the audience to do something. If you, earlier today on Facebook, and we met with Scott and Christina Jerzyk at the Arnold, remember?
Yes.
And so when we were parting ways, Christina said, what can we do for the show? And I said, just share the show with other people. Just share the show. So this morning, she shared yesterday's show.
Oh, that's nice.
With, I believe it looked like her sister-in-law. I could be wrong. And, you know, put like the things that were important to her about fish oil possibly increasing hunger in women and the daylight savings time. And so she shared it with her sister-in-law, who I hope will become a regular listener. But what I need people to do is do those kind of things. Take a second and share a particular show, a show that you were digging, or maybe it's got a topic that a friend of yours or relative of yours would be interested, and share the show. Because if you just share the show with one person a month, our audience size could double in just a couple months. So, I mean, we're doing 22 shows a month, except when I have, you know, derailed weeks where I'm going to Phoenix for the week or something like that. Overall, we do 22 shows a month. There's got to be a show here and there that you have a friend or a family member you can say, wow, so-and-so needs to listen to this show. Share it with them. There's a icon on the show itself that you can email it directly to somebody or post it on Facebook, on somebody's Facebook wall. But help me out and share the show and help us out. And let's build the superhuman nation so there's more of us out there. And we're not a minority anymore, that we're the majority. So that, thank you very much to Christina Jerzyk for that.
Yes, thank you, Christina. Okay, did you want to talk about the comment from...
Yes, okay. So Ilya Posnak. Okay, I want to get his last name proper. He lives in Australia, I believe, right? Let me see.
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And so he and I have been talking back and forth via emails because he's got some issues going on. He was asking me some questions. And after I answered a couple questions, he said, on a side note, I've gotten my girlfriend listening to SHR now. And this was parenthetic. He said she was a little against the whole resistance training movement due to not wanting to get her legs, quote unquote, too big. But I told her to listen to Casual Friday, and that pretty much did it. She said Elisa's voice is like verbal opium. It's so soothing that it makes you want to go into a state of zen. Ha ha ha. I thought that was really sweet.
That is very sweet.
And what I would say to her, and her name is Nella Marina, I hope mm-hmm. I pronounce that right, is don't worry about your legs getting too big. Because as you train and muscles get bigger, body fat drops. So the net result is you end up with legs that are the same size, but more shapely and stronger. So a lot of women get hung up on this, I don't want to get bulky. You won't get bulky. You're not going to get bulky. You don't have the testosterone levels to get bulky. Embrace resistance training. It's going to save a lot of women in the upcoming years.
Mm-hmm.
Save lives. Avoid diabetes. Avoid diseases in general. Mm-hmm. So embrace it. But thank you very much. It's a beautiful comment about Elisa's beautiful voice.
Thank you. Okay, this is from Con Santori Davidson.
Yeah, huge supporter of the show. Yeah.
Really would have liked to hear more from the Thursday show about occupational hypertrophy. I'm a wedding photographer, and my camera flash bracket unit weighs about 3 pounds, so for 8 hours every Friday and Saturday, I'm carrying this thing for 8 to 10 hours in my right hand. Thus, my right forearm bicep is noticeably more stronger than my left.
Yeah, I know. I know. I discovered occupational hypertrophy years back when I was still fat, when I just started this journey. And it makes sense to me. I know that Paul, why can't I think of his name, that we just had on the show, that wrote the 7 books for women. I apologize.
Oh, Brad Schoenfeld.
Brad Schoenfeld. That's why I couldn't remember his last name. I had his first name wrong. Brad Schoenfeld, when I talked about...
Great show, by the way. He was great.
When I talked about occupational hypertrophy, he didn't think that the calf would undergo that kind of change just from pumping the brake and the gas. And I would respectfully submit this. What I've learned about the calf muscles is this. They require a different type of training to grow. Statics work better at growing your calves than pumping exercises. If you load the weight, the calf machine up, get into a contracted position and hold that for 30 seconds three times, your calves will grow faster than if you did 3 sets of 20 with that weight. I guarantee this. The calves and the fiber types have changed over the years in your calves because they're used to pumping 1,000 times a day, running up and down stairs, walking in general, pumping the brake. What's making the calf, the right calf grow is not pumping the brake, but when you press down on it hard and you hold it there. And I submit that this is why when you look at people in shorts, you'll see a right calf that is much bigger and well-defined than a left calf. But what does this mean? I don't know. Should we start training the other side of the body more often? Perhaps. I guess if your goal is to have a well-balanced, well-developed physique, yes. In your case, I understand that you shoot with your right hand, so you have to carry that thing with your left hand. But you should try to find ways to alternate. Maybe when you're not shooting, switch hands.
Because
try to be conscious of it.
That's what Brad said during the show. He, you know, women should switch their handbags from one shoulder to the other.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, some handbags are heavy.
And that leads me to another thought. Why not put the battery in a backpack and throw it over your back?
That's a good
idea.
And get
it out of your hand entirely. Oh, that might be another choice. But anyway. Okay. Do we have anything else?
I just want to give Scott Tavener. He's in Australia, right?
No, I think Scott's in the UK.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to give him a shout out. He has a story that you want to tell about the post where you put up the breakfast with the Quest bars and
oh, yes, you're right. He's in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
The Quest bars and
I put up a post one morning where I was in a rush and I had and I've talked about this because I got flamed by somebody who actually kind of stalked me for a little while and then went away. I put up a picture of a hot cocoa that I made with nothing more than hot cocoa and Way Natural USA chocolate protein powder and two Quest protein bars. And that was my breakfast that morning because I had literally 10 minutes to get ready and get out of the house. And he posted, in my defense, when this person was chasing me around on Facebook and flaming me, that he loved the Quest protein bars, but I guess there was a problem getting them into Australia.
Well, he couldn't get the new chocolate chip,
the
ones I'm addicted to, the chocolate chip cookie dough bar. He couldn't get those. They weren't available in the UK from Predator Nutrition, which is where they buy their Quest protein bars from. So Shannon came on to thank him for her post, and so he private messaged her, and she said that she would hook him up.
Right.
So
little did he know that hook him up meant their truck would back up in front of his house.
Evidently, he got two big boxes full of not just chocolate chip cookie dough, but every flavor that they have.
Right.
And he's a very happy boy.
Yes. He, needless to say, he will be a very loyal Quest protein bar eater for a long time now.
Yeah.
Anything else we need? Yeah. So thanks. And, you know, Scott's a huge fan of the show. He's a dad, and he's a superhuman as well.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Scott.
Anything else, Elisa?
That's it for now.
Oh, my God. It's Friday. That means that we're gone until next week, and I can tell you we've got some great shows planned next week. Monday, we're breaking out of the gate with the show for the ladies.
Oh, really? What is it?
If you're planning on having a baby or if you're pregnant right now,
great.
We're doing a show with a bikini competitor, Darielle Singerman, formerly Darielle Gaines. You may know she's a competitor under the name Darielle Gaines. She's coming on the show Monday because she's a petite little thing, and she gained 40 pounds delivering Asher Singerman, hers and Aaron Singerman's baby. And she lost that 40 pounds like nobody's business and looks better now than she did when she was competing. And everybody's asking her, what did you do? What did you do? So she's going to come on the show Monday. And talk about what she did to lose the baby weight. We're going to talk about postpartum fat loss. For those of you out there who have friends that are pregnant or think of getting pregnant, you don't have to be relegated to carrying around your baby weight forever. It does not have to change your body forever. You can still be hot again pushing your stroller.
She looks awesome.
Yeah, and Dariel's going to tell you how. And we've got lots of great shows planned for next week, and I'll talk more about those, the rest of the shows on Monday. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.